The Israeli military is escalating airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. Three Palestinians have been killed in the latest round of attacks on Beit Hanun in the north of Gaza. At least 20 people have been killed in the Israeli airstrikes since Wednesday. More than 160 others have also been injured. The Palestinian Prime Minister in Gaza says the blood of Palestinians spilled in Israeli attacks will not be wasted. Ismail Haniyeh called for unity and steadfastness among Palestinians against the Israeli regime. Haniyeh also promised that the day will come when Palestinians will liberate Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinian fighters in the Gaza Strip have fired nearly 400 rockets into Israel in response to Tel Aviv's attacks, killing three Israelis. Most of the rockets got through Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system. The military wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigades, also shot down an Israeli reconnaissance plane in eastern Gaza. Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi calls on international bodies to take immediate action to stop the Israeli aggressions against the Gaza Strip. Salehi warned of a humanitarian tragedy and possible mass killings by Israel in letters to the UN and the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation. East Asian satellite provider AsiaSat stops providing services to all Iranian channels. The Hong Kong-based company says the decision is in line with a recently approved U.S. law which bans American companies from doing business with Iran. Nearly 37% of AsiaSat's shares are owned by the American company General Electric. In Jordan, at least one person has been killed and scores more injured in fresh protests over rising fuel prices. The protester lost his life in clashes with police in the northern city of Erbid. Violence also broke out in the capital Amman between security forces and demonstrators. In Britain, people have held a protest rally against the Israeli aggressions towards the besieged Gaza Strip. The protesters called for an end to Tel Aviv's attacks on Gaza and demanded the years-long siege of the territory be lifted. More grim economic news from the Eurozone. New figures show the bloc's economy is going to enter a deeper-than-feared recession this year. Analysts expect the bloc's economy to shrink by 0.5% in 2012. The latest data comes as Europe is rocked by mass anti-austerity protests.